one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on. Say you got to me now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Democratic National Convention will kick into gear today in Chicago with delegates inside the hall and protesters outside.
While the RNC had speakers like Tucker Carlson and Nikki Haley, American University's Amy Dacey says speakers here in Chicago at the DNC will try and reach those undecided voters who are not so on the fringe.
There's certainly traditional Democratic voters that they want to engage and have enthusiasm about, but there's also those undecided voters, independent voters that maybe not have not made up their mind yet, or because of this new scenario and because we now have these tickets recently established.
President Biden is set to speak tonight. Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
Vice President Harris formally accepts her nomination for president with a speech Thursday night. It's a major political issue this election year, and now immigration is about to see one of the biggest policy changes in decades. It involves spouses of American citizens.
The half a million people expected to apply are unauthorized immigrants. They'll be allowed to apply for work permits and deportation protections if they've lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years and were legally married by June 17th. Eventually, they'll be able to apply for permanent residency, and 3 to 5 years after that, U.S. citizenship. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
With the Labor Day holiday approaching, the summer travel season will soon be coming to an end. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us air travel is expected to see big numbers.
American says it expects more than 3.8 million passengers across nearly 36,000 flights. That's 14% more passengers than last year. The airline expects Thursday, August 29th, and Friday, August 30th to be their biggest travel days, followed closely by the trek home on Monday, September 2nd.
In Britain, there's a new move underway to criminalize extreme misogyny, hatred of women. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
Britain's powerful new interior minister, Yvette Cooper, has ordered a review of the UK's counter-extremism strategy to determine how best to tackle threats posed by harmful ideologies. And hatred of women is one of the ideological trends that the government says is gaining traction in Britain. The review will also consider the causes for the radicalization of young people, be it to far-right Islamist or so-called incel ideology.
The United Nations is observing World Humanitarian Day today by warning of an unacceptable and record level of violence becoming commonplace against humanitarian aid workers. 280 were killed worldwide in 2023, with fears the Gaza war will hike those numbers this year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Alien bit off a big chunk of the weekend box office.
Alien Romulus took the top spot of the movies this weekend, banking $41.5 million in ticket sales. The second highest opening ever in the 45-year-old franchise. Theaters also boosted sales nationwide with immersive takeovers and custom snack items. Many fans even sported the face hugger mask Disney gave out while previewing the movie at Comic-Con.
Okay, good luck. I'm a huge fan.
Deadpool and Wolverine came in second in its fourth weekend in theaters, earning $29 million. It Ends With Us was third with $24 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Detroit Tigers and New York Yankees had some fun with Little Leaguers ahead of MLB's Little League Baseball Classic last night. Aaron Judge was surrounded by kids as soon as he stepped off the team plane. Jazz Chisholm Jr. tossed souvenirs to them while Giancarlo Stanton showed Little Leaguers the proper grip of a baseball. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few clouds tonight, a low around 65. On your Monday, lots of sun, highs to the mid-70s. Partly cloudy Monday night, a low around 61. Sunshine, 72 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear skies, 58. Wednesday, sunshine, and back to the mid-70s. It's 67 right now.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
is fine. You got women, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I thank people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay
bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue.
I looked at the skies, running my hands.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous Farm Babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I have wandered through this world.
start to cry.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Change. much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Whoa!
CBS News.